I'm Hunter Logan. It is time to stack the pucks. Now, first of the preview between the San Jose Sharks taking on the Calgary Flames, they're going to talk about the Winnipeg Jets taking on the LA Kings. We'll wrap things up with a huge game for the Islanders at home tonight on Long Island as they take on the Buffalo Sabres. Like I said, we're going to start with the Sharks and the Flames. The lines open up in this game with the Sharks at plus 250 and the Flames at minus 315. Shifting around a little bit now at the Sharks at plus 240 and the Flames at minus 300. The Flames, you can also get them on the puck line, -1.5 at plus 105, and the over-under in this game is at 6.5. Now, the Sharks coming into this game, they're 19-38-15, 34-48 against the puck line, 41 overs, 28 unders, 13-18-5 on the road this season. It's probably going to be Kaapo Kähkönen net for them tonight. It's just been a disastrous season for the Sharks, but now they're leading the Bedard race, so disaster turns into prosperity. Don't you just love the NHL, and don't you just love how it works? But they're going to find a way to screw the Sharks because they don't want him out there. But anyway, like I said, it's going to be Kähkönen in net for them tonight. 8-17-6 on the season, 3.89 goals against, an 8.79 save percentage. He also has one shutout on the year, but the Sharks have lost 8 in a row, 4 overs in that time. They lost 7-2 to Vancouver on Thursday. It's just been, like I said, a disaster for them. They had their better players on the team, made some trades at the deadline to get rid of them, and since then it's kind of just fallen completely apart. Obviously, you still have guys like Erik Karlsson on the team that are having fantastic seasons, Tomas Hertl, Kachor. They're all good players, but when you don't have that collective unit to just be good, they're playing a lot of guys in the bottom six of the lineup that are just fringe NHL players. So you're going to start losing games, especially this time of year when teams need points like the Flames do. So the Flames, they're 32-26-15 on the year, 31-42 against the puck line, 36 overs, 36 unders, 16-5-4 at home this season. And Jacob Markstrom's 19-20-10 on the season. He has a 2.98 goals against, an 8.89 save percentage. He also has one shutout, but this is a real fall from grace for Jacob Markstrom. It's been a struggle for him. It's kind of tough to watch at times. And the Flames have lost 3 of their last 4. They're holding on by a thread in the playoff race. They're starting to create some separation away from making a playoff run at this point. Like I mentioned, 3 of their last 4, 2 overs in that time. They lost to the Golden Knights the other night, 3-2. Really a tough look for them because Logan Thompson comes out of the game, Jonathan Quick comes back into the game, and he saves the day for the Golden Knights. And the Flames, they're 1-7 in their last 8 home games. It's just been a bad, bad season. Uyghur's not been good for them. Huberto's not been good for them. Kadri's kind of just second and third line player, even though they're paying him $7 million a year. Things have not gone well for the Flames at all this season. So, but in this game, I do like the Flames at home just because they need a way. They need to find a way to win a game. So I like the Flames at home in this game, and I like the over because there's two goalies that are struggling. There is some talent on the ice. I see this as like a 5-4 Flames win.
Now we're going to do a stack the pucks preview between the Winnipeg Jets versus the LA Kings. LA has a slight favor in this one with the money line at minus 130 to Winnipeg's money line at plus 110. The over-under set at 6 even with the puck line at -1.5 in favor of the Kings at plus 190. The Jets come into today 41-29-3, 37-36 against the puck line, 20 overs, 48 unders, and a 19-17-1 record on the road. Winnipeg has won 3 of their last 4, including the game against the Ducks on Thursday night, winning 3-2. Cam Fowler got the scoring started for Anaheim, putting the Ducks up 1-0, but Mason Appleton, less than a minute later, tied the game up for the Jets, and the first period ended tied at 1 apiece. 13 minutes and 45 seconds into the second period, Kyle Connor put the Jets up 2-1, but 5 minutes into the third period, Frank Vetrano converted on the power play for Anaheim to tie it up once again. Unfortunately for the Ducks, Adam Lowry notched the game-winning goal just a little over 10 minutes into the third period, giving the Jets the ultimate 3-2 victory. One of Winnipeg's key injuries is Cole Perfetti, who is out probably until late April due to an upper body injury. And as for the over-unders for the Jets, the under is 4-0 in the Jets' last 4 when their opponent allows 2 goals or less in their previous game. The Jets are also 4-0 in their last 4 Saturday games, if that means anything to you. The Kings, meanwhile, are 41-20-10, 39-32 against the puck line, 38 overs, 29 unders, and a 23-9-4 record at home. Now, LA has won 3 of their last 4 after annihilating the Calgary Flames 8-2 on Monday night. LA jumped off to a 4-0 lead in the first period behind the sticks of Carl Grundstrom, Drew Doughty, Gabriel Velarde, and Victor Arvidsson, who also converted on the power play. Tyler Toffoli scored 34 seconds into the second period to make it 4-1, but Adrian Kempe was just like, absolutely not, you guys ain't coming back, and scores two of his own 8 minutes into the second and then 12 minutes into the second period to put the Kings up 6-1. Noah Hanifin brought the Flames within four, making it 6-2, but Mikey Anderson and Carl Grundstrom, adding his second of the game, scored for the Kings for the final of 8-2. Now, LA also has a couple injuries, including Sean Drewsy, who is expected back roughly around early April due to an upper body injury. And as for the over-unders, the under is 4-0 in the Kings' last four after scoring five goals or more in their previous game, as well as the under being 5-1-1 in the Kings' last seven games following a victory. Now, in terms of who I like in this one, I think it's actually going to be a good game. Right now, LA is sitting second in the Pacific Division with 92 points, 4 points behind the Vegas Golden Knights. They were tied just a handful of days ago, but now are 4 points behind the Knights. Whereas Winnipeg has a nice 5-point cushion for second for that final wildcard spot in front of the Nashville Predators, who have 80 points. So I think both teams need a victory. If LA wants to get that number one spot, they're going to need that victory. If Winnipeg wants to improve not being the final wild card, they definitely need this victory. So if that's the case, you know what? I'll take Winnipeg in this one. Give me the Jets at plus 110.
We continue to stack the pucks now with a preview between the Buffalo Sabres and the New York Islanders. The lines open up in this game with Buffalo at plus 136 and the Islanders at minus 164. Shifted around a little bit now with the Sabres at plus 142 and the Islanders at minus 172. You get the Islanders on the puck on minus 1.5 at plus 134 and the over-under in this game is at 6.5. Now the Sabres coming in 34-31-6, 40-31 against the puck line, 41 overs, 27 unders, 20-11-3 on the road. It's probably going to be Craig Anderson in net for them tonight, obviously the second of a back-to-back for them. He's 10-11-2 on the year, a 307 goals against, a 908 save percentage. He also has one shutout on the season. And the Sabres, they snapped a four-game losing streak last night. They were able to beat the Devils 5-4 yesterday. But one of the bigger concerns for them is that Tage Thompson is questionable for this game tonight. He left that game in the first period. He scores his 44th goal of the season, and then he leaves the game. And if they don't have him, that is a massive, massive loss for them. Obviously, they've been suffering nothing but losses as of late because it's been a struggle. Like I mentioned, they stepped a four-game losing streak, but if they don't have Tage Thompson, they really don't have a chance because he's one of the reasons that they've even gotten this far. They were in the playoff hunt about 2 weeks ago playing the Islanders. They come into a huge game to play the Islanders, the biggest game the Sabres have played, and the Islanders beat them. It was a huge game, and the Islanders used their veteran experience to beat them. Now, Tage Thompson being hurt is a huge loss. He's obviously a 45-goal scorer, but they do have other contributions up and down the lineup. That guys like Dylan Cousins, Casey Mittelstadt's been playing pretty well for them, Rasmus Dahlin. They have a good young team. They just need a goaltender because Craig Anderson's good, but and they also have Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, but they need a real goaltender. Now, the Islanders, they're 37-27-9, 36-27 against the puck line, 32 overs, 38 unders, 21-12-3 at home this season. They're right there on the cusp of making the playoffs. They're in the first wild card spot right now. They did play last night. They lost to Columbus, and we'll get into that in just a second. So that means it's going to be Varlamov in net for them tonight. He's 11-8-2 on the season, a 2.79 goals against, a 9.10 save percentage. He also has two shutouts in the Islanders. They're 3-0-1 in their last four. Three overs in that time as well, but they're coming off of a loss to Columbus yesterday, 5-4. The Islanders really looked like they were going to win that game in regulation. They went to the third period down by two. They come back, tie the game. They're dominating the game, and then all of a sudden, they just stepped off the gas pedal. And Palmieri said after the game, "We didn't come ready to play." Well, that's not good if you're trying to press towards the playoff spots. Kind of want to show up ready to play every game if you're trying to make the playoffs. But they are in a good spot here, and they view the Sabres as a get-me-right spot because the Sabres are struggling, and the Islanders need this win. Now, I can tell you, the Sabres are 2-8 in their last 10 to go along with how they've been struggling, and the Islanders 6-7 overs, which is it's uncommon for the Islanders to hit a lot of overs. They're really more of an under type of team. They're more of a frustrating team to play against. So I like the Islanders in this matchup at home against the Sabres. They need this game desperately. The Sabres won yesterday, and I can't trust the Sabres to win back-to-back games. So give me the Islanders at home, and I like the under. I think it's going to be like a 3-1 Islander win. For more NHL, NFL, and NBA game and betting previews under the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack the Pucks preview between the Buffalo Sabres and the New York Islanders.